Once elected, the Member of Parliament normally continues to serve until the next dissolution of Parliament or until death. The House of Commons can expel a member, but this power is exercised only when the member has been involved in serious misconduct or criminal activity. The presiding officer, or the Speaker, presides over debates in the House of Commons. The House of Commons elects a presiding officer at the beginning of each new parliamentary term and also if there is a vacancy. The Speaker is assisted by three deputy speakers, the most senior of which holds the title of Chairman of Ways and Means. While presiding, the Speaker calls on members to speak and may also discipline those who fail to observe the rules of the House. The Speaker and the deputy speakers do not vote or participate in the affairs of any political party. The House of Commons meets in the Palace of Westminster in London. The Commons Chamber is small, decorated in green. There are benches on two sides of the chamber, divided by a centre aisle. The Speaker's chair is at one end of the chamber. Members of the government sit on the benches on the Speaker's right, while members of the opposition occupy the benches on the Speaker's left. In front of each set of benches, a red line is drawn on the carpet. Traditionally, a member is not allowed to cross the line during debate, because she or he is then supposed to be able to attack a member on the opposite side. Government ministers and important opposition leaders sit on the front rows and are known as front benchers. Other members of parliament, in contrast, are known as backbenchers. Sittings in the chamber take place every day from Monday to Thursday and also on some Fridays. During times of national emergency, the House may also sit at weekends. Sittings of the House are open to the public, but the House may at any time vote to have a closed session by the majority vote. Public debates are broadcast on the radio and on television by BBC Parliament.